Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
The NBA convened for the 38th annual All-Star Game. The greatest stars from around the league assembled en masse. This was a playground sport to be played in a city filled with playground heroes. A veritable feast for those dining on hoop du jour.
Two-time defending champion in the
He's measuring off the free throw line.
Mission control ready for launch.
Recognized as one of sport's greatest events, the NBA All-Star Game undoubtedly showcases the greatest athletes in the world.
Jordan makes the block.
He's not being a very gracious host at this basketball club. No.
Jordan was named the game's most valuable player and picked up his second trophy in as many days.
To you live from Navy Pier in Chicago. This is the first time the Windy City is hosting NBA All-Star Weekend since 1988. Love those clips from back in the late 80s, but it's the 2020s now and our crowd is fired up. We are so honored to bring our show all the way from LA to the cold confines of Chicago, Illinois. I am Rachel Nichols. I am alongside Chicago native and TV icon, Michael Wilbon is in the house. Tracy McGrady, the Hall of Famer. He's from Northern Florida, so everyone give him a little room. He's got many jackets on. And of course, your six-time champion, Chicago Bull Hall of Famer, Scottie
Pippen. You're not wearing a ring today?
I can't do the voice like they did in the introductions back
and
in the
now.
There we go.
There we go.
And so well deserved. Coming up, we got another Chicago legend stopping by. Mr. Dwayne Wade will be in the house with us. We are so excited to talk to him about his upcoming show on ESPN and so much more. First, though, we're going to kick things off with some All-Star news. All right, guys, we found out Damian Lillard out for Sunday's game and the three-point contest. That would have came over the weekend when he suffered that groin injury. But earlier today, the league announced that Devin Booker is going to take his spot for both events this weekend. T-Mac,
yes.
Do you think that of the available selections, and some people were repping for John Morant, do you think that Devin Booker was the right choice?
Absolutely. I think individually, he's having an all-star type season. I mean, he's averaging 26, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. It's unfortunately, he's playing on a team that is not very good. They're very young. They're talented, but they're very young. He is worthy and deserving of this this all-star selection. I'm happy for him. And hopefully this, catapult him to be, you know, a perennial all-star, but he's deserving.
Trace, I'm going to disagree with you. Because I think Paul George is an established superstar in today's game. And I know he's missed several games this season.
You just said it.
But
he's missed several games.
When a player has established himself in the game the way Paul George has.
An all-star.
Yes. And I played an era under Larry Bird, who had a bad back for a lot of his career. And I missed a lot of all-star games because they went with Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. Because in all fairness, Larry Bird was an established
In all fairness, please do not compare.
And he did
Paul
not
George
play
to Larry Bird.
Well, I'm comparing Paul George in this era of player.
Himself.
He's one of the top 10 players in our game.
He's been hurt this year though, Pip.
But it's not about him being hurt. Look at his team.
He's playing with a first team all NBA.
Yes, and they are winning. And most teams that are winning
first of all,
have two superstars.
First of all, oh.
So you tell me why the Clippers are not going to have two superstars.
Didn't the Clippers make the playoffs last year?
Yes.
Who wasn't on their team?
Who was?
Who wasn't on their team? George and Kawhi Leonard.
It's not about they made the playoffs. They didn't make enough noise.
They were winning, though.
They were winning.
I would love to break
winning
this tie.
Winning what?
I would love to break this tie.
Winning
and,
what?
And you know what else? Devin Booker is absolutely deserving. Devin Booker's on my short list of favorite players. I know he's not greatest yet. And I ain't going to argue against Paul George. But I'm going to argue for someone else and create more dysfunction and not break a tie.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Ja Morant. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm trying to combine. Scotty, it's interesting because I had a vote. And I was trying to combine things like unbelievable performance like Trae Young has had. And I did vote for Trae, even though his team doesn't have the record. In the case of Ja Morant, his team, he is leading a team that is out of consideration for years.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
Into that eighth spot. And while I won't argue against those other guys, I won't, because they're deserving. I'm just going Ja Morant, because what this kid is done. Look, we're going to get to the point we got to talk about Rookie of the Year. We're going to get to this point in a few weeks. And I don't know what I'm going to say. Zion Williamson is unbelievable. But Ja Morant has his team in the number eight spot in the West. This is hard.
It's tough.
The other thing about this is it's the all-star game. This is not all NBA. This is not like the Defensive Player of the Year award or MVP or anything that is supposed to be. What is the quality
popularity
of player?
Yes,
people say, it's not a popularity contest. Guess what? It's a popularity contest. That's what this is. It's the chance for the NBA to show all its flash, all the stuff that make it such a fun sport, not necessarily who the absolute best is. So I agree with all of you because they're all players.
Really,
you couldn't go wrong.
I personally think there should be more players on the All-Star team.
Well, look,
we talked
about that.
At least 15, right?
Yeah, it needs to go to at least 15.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of great talent in our game, and a lot of players do get left out.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel Paul George is being left out.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to talk about the format, too. We'll do this real quickly because we'll talk more about it tomorrow. But there is a new format here. The NBA announced 2 weeks ago. The changes, they're a lot. So let's take a look here. First three quarters each become a mini game for charity. Then there's going to be an untimed final quarter that's going to target the top cumulative score, plus 24 in honor of Kobe Bryant. That will decide which teams win. And now the scores are also going to be reset back to 0-0 at the start of the second and third quarters, but then restored and all added back up to do the fourth. Scotty, did you follow that? Do you have a degree in mathematics?
Yes, I did follow that.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot, but I think when you look at the whole thing and the fact that they're honoring Kobe Bryant,
that's the headline.
It truly makes a lot of sense, and I think it's going to make the game more exciting as a whole because the players now are making the game closer because we're clearing the score every time.
Right.
Well, I mean, I like it because of who they're honoring. They're honoring a guy that left his heart and soul on the basketball court, and I think because we're honoring Kobe in that fourth quarter, that these guys will be competitive. It might be one of the better competitive All-Star games that we've seen in quite some time. So I like the format. It's like the TBT is what they're taking. If there's a 5-point game and you add 24 points to that, you turn off the shot clock and then you plan for that number. Turn off the time clock and you plan for that number. So I like it.
Do you think in that last quarter especially there's going to actually be defense in the All-Star game?
I think there could be. The best All-Star game I've ever seen is the one that Scotty was MVP in. There was defense like three quarters of that game. It was.
Mike, I like that. I'm going to pay you out.
But real quick, why not just have international team against the U.S.? You want to honor Kobe?
Well, now
who
was
more international?
That.
You could have Antetokounmpo, Embiid, Luka Doncic, Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. Look at the starting five for each U.S. team. Right. And then look at the international team. You want viewers? You want interest? You don't need a gimmick. And you can honor Kobe because no one was more international or cared about international basketball growing up than Kobe. U.S. versus the world. This is not hard. Why isn't the league doing this?
Well, look, they do it in the Rising Stars game. And there is now a time where you could do this, where it's competitive enough. A long time, it would be very lopsided. Now it would be competitive, and you know there would be a lot of pride on the line both ways. Well, Ben, we can't let you go without talking about your hometown Chicago Bulls.
Ooh.
Scotty, I'm not even going to tar you with this brush.
Yeah,
I'm just going to let Wilbon lead the way here.
I love watching Zach.
They have made the playoffs once in the last 5 years. I'm just going to put it out there. It's not looking good this season. They are 19 and 36. And by the way, video surfaced this week of them kicking fans out of their seats because they're wearing jerseys that say Fire Gar Packs.
Yes, listen, I just heard that in back of us. We're not going to kick anybody out of here. Look, I picked the Bulls to finish eighth in the East this year, but it was based on one thing. And Scotty and I talked about this earlier in the fall.
What, MJ coming back?
Yeah, Tracy going right. MJ and Scotty, right? Listen, the health had to be the number one thing. You got Wendell Carter, who's missed 18 games. You got Lauri Markkanen, who's missed like the last 9 or 10. You got Otto Porter. These are three starters. That's your whole starting front court. He's missed like 44 games. You're not winning anything in this league as you build without your players. And so you've missed all three of those guys. Zach LaVine has to do too much.
I'm sorry. What? Every team has had
it. No. Rachel, no one we're talking about who's any good has all three starters out half the first half of the season. No, that's not true. None of the teams that are any good are missing their starting front court. Tell me one.
Look, the Portland Trailblazers.
Not their starting front court, and their two best players have played most
of
the games.
Dame
and CJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of the games. These guys, I look out on the court, Scotty knows these guys personally. Half the time you look out there, do you know who the starting lineup's gonna be?
No, I do not. I don't even know half the players on the team.
Okay. Come on now. I mean, he's invested more than anybody in what happens in this franchise for the last 25 years. Yeah. I've watched every game this year. You cannot get to the eighth spot without help.
I'm buying it, but I mean, those guys that he's talking about, I don't know if they start anywhere else.
Right.
Honestly.
I follow what you're saying, Mike, and I'm with Tracy. The Bulls starting lineup are not true starters in this league.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just probably can't go to another
starter
team.
You see?
Yeah.
Zach, yes.
He hasn't been what we thought he was going to be.
Zach LaVine is such a talent, right? And he could become this year the only person to ever win both the dunk contest and the three-point contest. He's got that kind of game. I'm dying to see a winning team around him. I hope it happens here. Like, that would be the goal, right?
For it to happen. Look, people are on Gar and Packs. I thought they put together the right team twice. Those teams lost to LeBron. So did a lot of people. That's like losing to Michael and Scotty.
Yeah, but then they decided not to keep Jimmy Butler.
This group has not, they have not done that with this group in terms of putting together the right team. Did it twice, not happening right now.
There you go.
Still punching in the clock.
Tracy was not happy with that when the coaching staff decided that to promote a workmanlike ethic, they would put an actual time clock in the practice facility for players included to punch in and out on their way out.
Come on. I mean, these guys know they've played on great teams and these are Hall of Famers. They know the clock isn't even entering into their minds when they walk into a facility. Guys get keys to the gym. That wouldn't be keys. It'd be some electronic fingerprinting mechanism that lets you. Yes. Guys come into the gym. They're all night. You see their car. You're like, why is he here? Yeah. Getting treatment, getting up shots, a clock. It's insulting.
Yeah, very.
There will be no clock at All-Star practices this weekend. The weekend begins on Friday with the celebrity game. ESPN and the ESPN app will carry it. And look who's coaching. Mike Wilbon coaching, of course, the home team against Stephen A's away team.
Quentin Richardson.
Who you got back here rooting for? You know you're rooting for what? Which team? There we go. 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific from Wintrust Arena, home of the WNBA Chicago Sky. Mike, thank you for joining us. You'll be back with us tomorrow.
I'll be the future coach of the Bulls. We'll see how you do.
Come on. It's time for our distant replay. It's this date in 2000. It's Allen Iverson, people. I don't got to say anything else.
From Carter back to Hill at midcourt. Are you following all this?
I'm listening good, Bob.
Here's Iverson from Carter. Count it plus the foul.
I'm letting you do your thing because there's so much action going on here. These guys are having a great time.
The Jump is brought to you by Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Welcome back to The Jump. We are live here in Chicago at the Offshore Rooftop, and I am now joined by NBA Finals MVP, NBA champion, future Hall of Famer Paul Pierce. Now, Paul, you're from Los Angeles. I know you spent a good chunk of time in Boston, but I have known you now back living in L.A. You don't like it when the temperature drops below 70.
This is different. This is single digits. You know, Boston at least got in the 20s, which was freezing, but this is a different. I don't know how Scotty dealt with him and Jordan dealt with this.
I mean, look, the wind chill right now is hovering around 0 degrees, and we thought it would be like a fun gimmick if Paul, the LA native, came in to this set from outside on the balcony here, and he was like, nope, not doing it. This is not happening.
This is not happening.
All right, well, in from the cold, into the jump, it is now time for Make or Miss.
Whenever you're ready.
It's a make or miss league.
It's a make or miss league.
Make, miss.
It's a make or miss league, baby.
Make prayers. Luka backing down the defender. Look at this. Gets fouled. Still makes a ridiculous shot.
He is ridiculous.
So he was out for about 2 weeks. Scotty, was he just working on that?
I think he's working on his trick shots. This dude is unbelievable, man.
Look at that.
That's serious game.
Good
right
first
there.
Game back.
For somebody that can't jump, that was pretty impressive right there.
By the way, can't jump if you're a basketball player, can jump if you're the rest of us. Just saying. Miss boredom. Ooh. Let's check in on Kings Mav. Justin Jackson missing the three, but the ball gets stuck, and who comes to the rescue? Boban. Boban is a hero for our times, people. He's ready. He's coming off the bench.
Tune into the Boban show.
Did he actually need a broom?
I mean,
Boban, just reach your hand up there, buddy.
It was really high. And by the way, he had a little corner three later as well. So contributing all over the court.
Okay, Boban.
Mr. Do It All.
Right? Boom. So what was more impressive, the rescue or the three?
Definitely the three.
Make ingenuity. His name is Maxwell Pierce. He has ridiculous bounce. Check this out.
His last name is Pierce?
That's it. He's in.
No wonder he got bounced.
Look at that.
No
look at
way.
That.
No way.
Man, listen.
That at the dunk.
No,
contest.
Hold on.
Listen, we need to get two YouTubers and two NBA players and battle it out in the dunk contest.
First of all, is that a 10-foot rim? No.
It's all right.
The YouTube was winning that.
That dunk was crazy, but is that really a 10-foot rim? Not regulation.
Okay, is this true? Are the two of you dunk contest judges this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and who?
You? I thought, well, someone. Producer Steve says that T-Mac might be a judge. He's already been a judge.
Yeah.
He's done the judging. Scotty, you're going to be a judge this year?
I'm going to be a judge. I'm going to be hard.
Okay, yeah.
I need to
listen.
Jordan-ish style dunk.
Listen, if you got two competitors and they do two great dunks, like if it's the last round, make them go again.
Ooh.
Make him go again.
That's a good one.
Gotta
I
make
like
him
that.
Go again.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You be the last one to put your number up.
You can
sway the balance.
Drama. Chicago, too. Everyone's going to be waiting on Pip. There we go. Welcome back to The Jump. I'm Rachel Nichols, Paul Pierce, Scottie Pippen, Tracy McGrady here in Chicago. I want to talk about the top of the West because, man, guys, the Lakers winning in that overtime thriller behind a LeBron triple-double. Tough shot making from Anthony Davis. And look, despite having an opportunity to tie the game with 20 seconds remaining, critical turnover from Nikola Jokic, sealing the victory from the Lakers. So, T-Mac, did you learn more about the Lakers or the Nuggets last night?
Well, I think it's more so the Lakers. I look at LeBron James in his 17th career, 35 years old, playing for a title this year. I think this is the first time in his career where he doesn't have a sidekick like a Kyrie Irving. He doesn't have a Dwayne Wade. So to close out games, the burden is really on him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have multiple defenders to where you could throw at LeBron James in a 7-game series and wear him down, that could be pretty challenging. So then that pressure, you know, floats over to Anthony Davis. He is a guy that relies on somebody to get him the ball, whereas Kyrie and Dwayne Wade, they could get it themselves and create their own shot. So it's going to be interesting to see when playoff time comes, if LeBron can close out games in the playoffs and take them to that championship. And if he does that, being in his role, then we're going to have that conversation of, you know, possibly being one of the greatest ever. The greatest ever.
Mm. Scotty, you've been talking.
I like
talking,
that T-Mac.
Right?
I like everything T-Mac said.
You've been talking about this for a few months now.
I have, and me as well as Paul, we really focus on how the Lakers have been playing in the last 5 minutes of the game. And
yes.
I got to say right now, LeBron James has been listening to us because he's starting to take over games and yes. he's not settling. Mm-hmm. He's keeping the pressure on the defense and he's taking it on his shoulders now to finish games. And I like that he's doing it now and not waiting to the postseason.
Yeah, I agree with Scotty. Learn more about the Lakers because another thing I saw, me and Scotty was talking about this. I saw the Lakers closeout lineup and that was the one thing we were wondering, well, who's going to be the guys in, and I noticed that a Caruso was out there, KCP, Avery Bradley, you know, I didn't see a lot of Kuzma, but LeBron was aggressive with that lineup. And we talked about this earlier in the year. Can LeBron be that closer? Mm-hmm. And like you said, they had Wade, they had Kyrie, but it's on LeBron's shoulders. And unfortunately, it's on his shoulders at this stage in his career.
Yeah.
Because
years?
When you get to this stage in your career, then this is when you need those other guys.
Right.
This is going to be a true testament of LeBron's greatness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like you
well,
said.
Well, that's why Tracy was.
Yeah, it's not about him being the
conversation.
One of the greatest. He's already one of the greatest, but the conversation is going to come back up once again about him and Michael Jordan.
Well, that's what I was, what I meant. Yeah.
Damn.
This will be his greatest feat right here because he'll be three different teams, three different championships, and still the guy at the age of 35.
But Scotty, do you agree with that, that the conversation reopens if he wins?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
all right.
LeBron James will always be at the top of that conversation. And that conversation will always be brought up as to who's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Michael, LeBron. You got to throw Kobe in there.
Kareem.
Russell.
Gotta throw Bill Russell in there. Like,
and by the
it
way,
starts at the top.
On. By the
come
way,
on.
We had your generation. We had those generations yeah. we're talking about. And there is a new hot generation coming up. Hey, T-Mac, there's an audience member behind you. I think we're going to want to pull up here because he's really a qualified hooper. Trae Young is in the house with us. He'll be on in the next segment. He intends to have a career where he's going to be in that conversation as well. Paul Pierce, we'll say goodbye to you. We'll see you around All-Star Weekend.
Already
and we
done.
Will be right back after this break.
I catch y'all off guard.
Show's done. Out to Trae, long ball from midcourt. Show's done.
We are back here in Chicago with the Hawks sophomore sensation all-star starter Trae Young on the jump. Trae, we're showing all this cold weather.
Yeah.
You were made for this. You're Ice Trae.
Yeah, I've gotten that a couple of times. Hey,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone's ready for you. You have been on fire. 10 points a game is what your scoring jumped up this season. That's ridiculous. That just doesn't happen. What has changed for you on the court?
I just think the game has slowed down a lot more for me. Just the things that I was able to see in my first year, I was just able to really reflect on myself this offseason. I knew going into my second year what to work on. Coming in as a rookie, you don't necessarily know what to work on going into your first year, but just the game has just slowed down for me, and it's definitely elevated my game.
It's so much different nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear these kids say the game slowed down in their second season.
Right.
It took me 4 or 5 years before the game slowed down. And that's a reason to that is they come in playing right away. Trae,
yeah.
the ball
yeah.
was handed to him right away. So he was able to fill out the game in his first year, watch some film and really study the game and understand what he has to bring to the table in the second season. I want to ask you this. My cousin has been in this game for 22 years.
Yeah.
He's learned a lot. He's forgot a lot of basketball than you've learned. So, What's the impact that he's had on you in these last two seasons?
Yeah, man, Vince has been, I mean, a great vet for me. Someone who I probably get on his nerves a lot just because of all the questions I've asked him over the past 2 years. He's the master of longevity.
Yes.
And for me, I want to be in this league for a long time.
You think you're going to play as long as Vince Carter has?
I don't know if I can play 22 years. He's obviously one of a kind. So hopefully, God willing, but he's just the impact of sleeping and eating right and taking care of your body. Yeah, all that. Like, he's taught me and he's done it. So it's been inspiring.
So you got the recipe for 22 years now.
Yeah, I got the recipe, but I don't know if it's going to work for me.
Well, I got a question to ask you. You're a great shooter. Your game continues to improve. But how long can a player of your caliber take losing?
Not long. I've always been taught winning takes care of everything. So my mind is focused on winning and figuring out ways to help my team win. And that's my main priority is trying to help my team win. And obviously it's been tough last year and then this year so far is we haven't been able to really find that edge to help us win. And, a lot of people are going to look at the fact that, we're super young, but, I'm just trying to help our team win and trying to figure out a way, and it'll come.
Do you talk to management at all? Do you start having those conversations now that you're into your second year of saying, hey, this is what I think we need on the court. This is how we can make us better?
Yeah, for sure. The best part about our front office is they're very open, especially with me, just about, helping me get better and helping our team get better. We're all trying to figure out our way to help this team and this organization get better. So I trust our front office in making the moves, and they've made some moves already.
I was going to say, they already made a move to help you this year, which was unusual for a team that isn't really in playoff contention, and they were still like, hey, we want to still try to get better right now, mid-season, even though we're not going to be a playoff team. I think that speaks to you and what they want to build around you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think adding Clint, adding our bigs that we've added is definitely going to help. And Clint, for sure, fits the role of that young age, so 25 years old.
Yeah, running and gunning. There's a few moves you do on the court that we have had arguments on our set. Are they on purpose or not? So can we show some of the nutmeg moves? Because I want to know, are you freestyling? Are these pre-planned? Well, what's happening here?
Yeah, no, it's, it just depends. Depends the moment. obviously in a Rising Stars game or All-Star weekend, it's maybe a little bit of more flair.
Right.
But, in games, sometimes I use it to my advantage. If I can't beat a defender going to the sideline, and the only space I have is my body, and I just gotta throw between their legs and then go get it. So, it's not really showboating. It's something I've done throughout my whole life.
It's a little showboating, and I mean that as a compliment.
Maybe a little bit.
Because it's fun. All right. It's time to play one of our favorite games, On the Jump. We are introducing Ice Trey to
What Were You Thinking?
So, Trey Young,
welcome.
First up, what were you thinking when you spun Pistons defender Bruce Brown all the way around last season?
Oh, yeah. So this is a move.
Oh, wow. I missed that move.
Yeah, it's a move. It's a popping big.
Wow.
Popping big. You throw it behind your back to the popping big sometimes.
Yeah.
So he thought I was throwing it back to him popping, but he was rolling the whole time. So that's how I got it.
Yeah, he was lost.
That was a boss move right there.
Next up, I would like to know, what were you thinking when your coach did not draw up the final shot for you last March, but you still ended up hitting the game winner? Look at this.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of time left on the clock, and thought the best shot was to get a lob at the rim for John. Just right place at the right time.
Yeah, you always got to have a play call for you.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the ball finds the right person. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Would you come out of the huddle in a moment like that? You're like, man, come on, I want to take the last shot.
Yeah, I definitely was feeling some type of way, but we didn't have enough time left.
Hey, somebody next to you had.
Hey, man. We're not even going to go there. We're in Chicago, too. Let's not even go there.
We should have had that footage for Trey.
Feel some kind of type of way. Stay over there.
All right, finally, what were you thinking, Trey Young, when DeJounte Murray changed directions on you last month? That's how I'm going to phrase it.
Oh, okay. All right. So the thing was, I was about to step up and try to take a charge,
right.
And my knee buckled whenever I stood up on my left leg, and he just had to change direction. That's the right place at the right time for DeJounte. He changed direction.
Play long enough in this league, you're gonna have some embarrassment.
Yeah,
I've been dunked on. Pip, you been dunked on?
No.
Do not lie to the people in Chicago and the millions of viewers that we have. Have you ever been dunked on? Go ahead and acknowledge it. Please don't take that
it's
to the
not
grave.
On film. It's not on film.
You can't prove it that's if it. You don't see it. That's all. Well, look, there is a score kept. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Oh, we got another guy.
Speak to all of this.
We got another guy.
Hey. Legend.
What's up, dude?
Chicago Dome. Dwayne Wade Legend. Making it happen. Trey, we got some good company for you here.
Yeah.
Future Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. What do you think? This kid got a future in the game?
Yeah, he may be all right.
He may be all right. He may be all right. Trey, thank you so much for stopping by and hanging with us. This guy is going to come hang with us on set next. We're discussing his upcoming ESPN documentary. And Dwayne, so much more we have for you. You just wait. Stick with us.
When I started playing basketball, no one even knew my name.
There is Wade.
Yes!
Good if it goes.
Yes!
Wade coming alive.
Oh, what a play from Wade. Wade, look at that. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Fingers. These people love you, Dwayne Wade.
It's live up in here,
they
man.
They love you. And there it is. I'm so thrilled you're here in your hometown.
Yeah.
And you are going around talking about your upcoming show, D. Wade, Life Unexpected. It's going to premiere here on ESPN February 23rd, and that is going to be part of a three-day extravaganza where your number is going to be retired down in Miami.
Yeah.
I love the fact that most people have like a 10-minute jersey retirement. They're like, no. He wore number 3. He is 3. We need 3 days. And this documentary is incredible. You worked with our friend Bobby. He directed it. It is beautifully, beautifully done.
Shout out to Bob.
And
tell us.
Life Unexpected. He's here on set as usual with his camera behind our cameras. Life Unexpected is kind of, people be like, you're a baller, you're an NBA player. Of course you're supposed to be rich and famous, but that's not where you come from.
No, that's not it at all. It's funny because we went through a million titles and, this was obviously the last one we came up with. And it's just right. My life has been unexpected. Just the rise of becoming an NBA player. You can go all the way back. Guys didn't even know I was from Chicago for a long time. So my life has been unexpected and, I always feel that we go through things in life for a reason, and it's not just for ourselves. It's for others to learn and have the opportunity to grow. And so myself, my family, we've always tried to share the things that we go through, for others to be able to look to inspire or, to be able to look to help someone else, by the information that we're able to give out. So hopefully through this documentary, Bob has been following me for 10 years
A lot of content.
Yeah, we got a lot of content that is not even in the
I mean, some people call it stalking. Some people call it a professional relationship. Whatever you want it.
We call it a fly on the wall.
Right.
We call it a fly on the wall.
You were talking about the important life-changing moments you want to share with people. There's also like a lot of fun stuff in here.
Yeah.
And Bob, you can't get upset with me because this is a little clip from the rough cut. It is not as professional as what's going to debut on ESPN, but I had to show it.
Oh, you got a rough cut?
Because it's you telling a story.
Yeah, you're a rough cut.
I have sources. I have people. Right. It is you telling a story about Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah?
And your dad. Let's take
a look. Oh, yeah.
I used to go to the lakefront in Chicago. It's a very popular place to play outside basketball. So Scottie used to come down there and play basketball, when he was in his heyday with the Bulls. And he was playing against my daddy. My daddy ripped him, supposedly. He ripped him. And he went down and dunked it. And he came back and said he dunked on Scotty.
Daddy played so hard against Scotty. Like, I never feel like that before. He was like,
the next play, Scotty came back down.
Yeah.
And he got me all the way in the hole, and I went to jump to block it. He flushed it all down in my
face. Oh, see, I never heard that part.
Flushed it all down.
When you came home, you told us you ducked on Scotty. He told us he boombastic on you.
Ooh, he came back on that place.
I respect Pops. I respect Pops for giving us the 100.
Right?
Finally.
Yeah. I respect him too. I definitely remember playing your Pops out on 63rd in the drive.
Yeah, man. That was like, that was where it was at.
That was the place.
I remember being a kid watching like, yo, if I get out there and do something, then I know I'm ready. So.
I mean, that's Chicago basketball though. Like to have you at the height of your Chicago Bulls fame coming and playing in the neighborhood, right?
On the asphalt.
Stay at the park.
Right?
On the asphalt.
On the asphalt.
There you go. There's also some really personal moments in this documentary. Yeah. And this week you revealed that your 12-year-old now identifies as female, goes by the name Zaya. I want to know what the past few days have been like for you and your family. As you talked about your daughter's decision, you described it as, quote, to live her truth.
Yeah. Well, we've been getting a lot of support as a family. I think for us, you know, what we love about this is our daughter gets to live her truth and don't have to hide from the world. And in our home, you know, she's 12 now, but you know, in our home, we've been we've known since she was 3 years old, right? So inside our home, we've been, I can't say preparing for this moment, but you know, we knew that the outside world eventually, you know, will have their say and we'll have their day. And we just wanted to prepare our family and ourselves for that moment. And our daughter, she is a champion. She is one of the greatest kids and one of the greatest people on earth. And I'm proud to be put in a position as her father to be able to help lead, a conversation, mm-hmm. you know, that she is going to take and she's going to, you know, continue to live, throughout her life. So, you know, she is everything.
That's amazing. And look, everyone here on the set, we have kids. You want to make your kids feel loved, comfortable, and be able to go out in the world having a great sense of themselves. Scotty and I were talking before the show. You've been able to do that for your daughter and all your kids.
Yeah.
That's such a gift. Yeah. And to be able to help sort of bring that to the rest of the world too is pretty remarkable.
It is. And I just want to step in and say you've been a class role model for our game, but even more so how you're handling this situation as a man. I don't know any player in this league that could do this better than what mm-hmm. you're doing.
Thank you.
We're all proud of what
Absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Love it. All right. We're not letting you go anywhere. Yes. Stick around. You have to stick around, too, because up next, we're going to play a little What Were You Thinking with Dwayne Wade, including when he broke O.J. Mayo's ankle and dunked on Eric Marichal. So stick around. First, though, time for our second distant replay of the day. This one,
that's,
you know,
how you do it.
Dwayne, I keep saying we could do a distant replay every day that just features Kobe Bryant, because every 365 days on the calendar, there's a Kobe highlight. This one is from 2001.
10 seconds to play in overtime. Here's Bryant, defended by Harris. O'Neal sets the screen. Spin move, Bryant.
Oh, baby.
It rolls down and a foul.
It's incredible because you knew he was going to be involved. So did the Nets. The Nets were aware of it. They play it fairly well, and they just can't stop an all-star with a superb and sensational move.
Hey, look at me, look at me now.
High noon is minutes away. Pablo and I will discuss whether we're impressed by Luka Doncic and Porzingis.
Did the Astros' apology make things better or worse?
To the Lions trade, Matthew Stafford.
And remembering the greatest war of words in college basketball history. Stay tuned.
I'll kill you!
All right, the crossover continues tonight on ESPN and the ESPN app. And we are back here on The Jump. Look who's in the house. Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen. I think he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame. What do you guys think?
You never know.
Dwayne Wade.
You never know.
Yeah, you got to cross all those fingers and toes, please. It has been lovely chatting with you, having you up here, talk about your hometown, your documentary. I want to know, though, living in L.A. now, as you do, you get the up-close front row seat to your good friend LeBron James, and he is in his 17th season leading this Lakers team at the top of the West.
Yeah.
You've known him for almost 20 years, but what are you learning about him now?
I mean, first of all, we all know it's just incredible, you know, what he's been able to do from a standpoint of his health. You know, he's really, when I watched him in Miami to now, you know, just watching the way that he focuses on his body and his mind, you know, to continue to go out every year and be arguably the greatest player in the game. You know how mentally tough that is. That's what I'm impressed of. I'm impressed about his mental approach to the game of basketball, more so than the physical and the stats and all that does is great. But just the way he loves the game, he looks like a kid every night that he plays the game of basketball. And, you know, for someone who's been covered since he was 16 years old, that has to do so much, you know, from the standpoint of commercials and movies and this and that, he still has that love and that attention to detail to the game of basketball. And it's just great to watch.
So he's still playing.
I got a question for you. You're in L.A. now.
You watch No.
Come on.
Okay,
let me go here. Watching your best friend play night in and night out. Do you see some struggles out there where you can kind of fit in and help the Lakers?
Absolutely not. I don't even look at the game like that no more.
Really?
I don't look at the game like that no more.
You were that way.
I am a fan of basketball, and I just watch it as a fan. I don't want to play no more. No one wants to see that.
Scottie Pippen wants to see that.
Scottie probably could come back right now.
No, I don't want to.
Listen.
I think this needs to be said, though. And, you know, unfortunately, what transpired with Kobe, I never really got a chance because – you know, I came in with him, and I really never got a chance to tell him how much I appreciate him. So I want to tell D. Wade, competing against him in the Eastern Conference when I was in Orlando and when I moved to Houston, I mean, he was a guy that I competed against. How much of, you know, he really meant to the game, his approach to the game, his tenacity, ferocious, competitor. So I just want to tell him how much I appreciate your greatness. I mean, it was amazing to watch you play from afar and to compete against this guy. I mean, it was amazing. So.
And I want to piggyback off of that and say that since my career was over, you and Kobe Bryant were my favorite two players to watch.
Look at that.
You guys have inspired me to watch basketball night in and night out. The way you played, the way you approached the game, it gave me so much energy to watch. Yeah. I feel like number two and number three, two guard that I've ever seen. I would put Michael first. I had this guy ahead of Kobe for most of his career, but Kobe surpassed him. But this dude was a hell of a player.
Yeah, you gotta
come on our set more often to get all this free.
Gotta appreciate greatness.
I want to revisit a couple of moments from this great career we keep talking about. So it is time to play What Were You Thinking with Dwayne Wade. What were you thinking, Dwayne Wade, when you broke O.J. Mayo's ankles back in 2008? This is one of our favorite highlights.
I was thinking, make the shot.
Right?
It don't matter if you don't make it.
Right?
The ankle really looked like it got broke.
All right, next up. What were you thinking, Dwayne Wade, when you dunked on Anderson Varejao back in 2009? If we can show that highlight. Here we go.
You know what? Andy,
listen,
I apologize. Listen, I had just signed with the Jordan brand. MJ was at the game to watch me play, and I had to do something for him.
I
felt the moment. You know, it was like in slow motion.
You had that man in an ab workout position.
That was nasty.
All right, what were you thinking, Dwayne Wade? Did we recreate the banana boat here? But I want to know, what was your first impression when you saw the banana boat photo?
I did not want to get on the banana boat. I was peer pressured into getting on that boat. And now we can't get rid of
it. You can't claim that. You can't claim
your
own situation.
I just want to say thank you guys for your words.
Oh, no, it's for real.
These are two guys that I admire, man, and the way y'all play the game. Thank y'all for inspiring me.
There we go. Thank you guys for joining us from Chicago. We're back with a whole